Okay, we might still end a little early, but maybe we'll go to Ramban. So the Mishnah on Samach Aleph Beis, Leivat Ladim Piri Vivia, Elam Ken Yesh Levanim. Beis Shammai Umrim Shnei Zacharim. Beis Hillel Umrim Zachar Nekeva Shnemar Zachar Nekeva Abraham. So I don't really have anything to say about this, but it's interesting that the Mishnah only brings a source for Beis Hillel, not for Beis Shammai. The Gemara is going to talk about the source of Beis Shammai, but Mishnah does quote Beis Hillel's source, doesn't quote Beis Shammai's source. It's also interesting that this may be something we'll say will impact, but not really certain about it. It's also interesting that the Gemara asks, "My Tamar de Beis Shammai," which makes sense because it's not in the Mishnah. But then the Gemara says, "U Beis Hillel, my Tamayu," and gives the reason, but that was in the Mishnah already. So that I think may be something we'll say will have an impact on, but it's something to note for now without the answer. So Beis Shammai say two Zacharim, Beis Hillel say Zachar and Akeva. As the pasuk says, Zachar and Akeva B'ra'am. Okay, now I reserve the right to come back to Mechira Sefer Torah. But we'll skip it for now. So the Gemara says, wants to be omitted on the sources for Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, for two Zacharim versus Zachar and Akeva. So the Gemara says, Beis Shammai Omrim Shnei Zacharim. My Tamai de Beis Shammai. Says, Eyal Finan Mi Moshe. Dechsib B'nei Moshe Gershom Eliezer. So the Lim is not, meaning, this is obvious, but just to spell it out, the Lim is not for Moshe having two boys. Otherwise, maybe you should learn from Yaakov Avinu, and it would be a bit much harder. Obviously, Rabbi Wiederblank would be okay, but it would be harder for a lot of people to be Mekayim that mitzvah. So why we choose Moshe Rabbeinu? Because he was Shpitz? Because he was the Bechir Shebin Avim? No, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu was Horesh Min Aisha. So clearly he felt he wouldn't have been Horesh Min Aisha before he had the opportunity to Mekayim mitzvah if it was going to prevent his Kiyum HaMitzvah. Unless there was a competing value, which we'll see. So the Gemara wants to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. I assume the pasuk from Devar Yamim is just because that's a more convenient pasuk, because it lists the two kids in one pasuk. Okay, and Beis Hillel, says the Gemara, what's Beis Hillel's reason for saying you need Zachar and Akeva, as the Mishnah told us, their Shita? Yalfinami Briaso Shal Olam. They learn from Briaso Olam. Perish Rashi. Mi Briaso Shal Olam Adam Chava. Hashem created man and woman, so too, your chiyuv of Puruvu is to create male and female, just like Briyaso Shel Olam. So then the Rambam quotes this sheet of Beis Hillel and the Drasha. Rambam Ishas Tesva of Dalid. Kama banim yiyu li'ish v'tizkai mitzvah zo biyado. Zachar nekeva. I don't know if it's such a diak, but it's interesting that kama usually is a quantitative question. So the answer to how many is usually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, a number. And the Rambam doesn't give you a number here. He just says zachar nekeva. Obviously, zachar nekeva implies that there's two. But it's not shtei. It's zachar nekeva. Meaning the comma here wasn't about a number, it was about, you know, the qualitatively which type of kids are you chayv. And it's interesting that, you know, for Beis Shammai too, it's two. But the Rambam's not focused on the number, he's focused on Zachar and Akeva. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Zachar and Akeva Bera'am, which is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Zachar and Akeva Bera'am. The Rambam doesn't quote the Gemara, which says B'yasa Sholom, L'chor, it's the same thing, right? B'yasa Sholom is where Beis Hillel learned from Zachar and Akeva Bera'am. Okay. The Gemara continues and basically asks on each shita, why did Beis Hillel say like Beis Shammai? Why didn't Beis Shammai say like Beis Hillel? So why didn't Beis Hillel say, we're going out of order, why didn't Beis Hillel say like Beis Shammai? So here the Gemara says, because Beis Hillel know that it's true that Moshe Rabbeinu was Poresh Min Aisha after he only had two sons and didn't have a son and a daughter, but that was different. Why was that different? So the Gemara says, Beis Hillel nami lefli Moshe. No, amilecha, they would, meaning the, It's a different case. Moshe midaite hu da'avid, because Moshe didn't midaite. So this is important. That's, the Gemara does not mean that, what it says here, right? This Rashi clarifies for us, but it's important to notice. The Gemara does not mean midaite. The fact that Moshe didn't midaito doesn't imply that Moshe was wrong. Meaning, no, Moshe didn't midaito, and we can't learn from him because that was just his das. No, we're going to see in a second his das was mechuvan and correct. Midaite is a reference to what we're about to quote, that there were shlosha dvarim in the Braisa that Moshe did, Midaito, behiskim, das, daitel, das amakom, that he was mechavin to Ribbono Shel Olam's das. If you look in the second line, Rashi, Midaite, it's lav dafka. Rashi says, Midaite mishum shchina. Meaning, it's a green light, Rashi. Midaite mishum shchina, meaning he did it Midaito because of the shchina. So Moshe Rabbeinu had the shchina present, had to be poor Shemana Isha, vas l'shar kol masos kim, but no one else could do that, meaning no one else could separate from their wife, at least, not unless they were mekayim peruvu. But the emphasis is not what the Gemara makes it sound like. That it's midaiti. The emphasis is really shchina. All the rest of the midaitis are lav dafka mishum shchina. Rashi is just commenting mishum shchina on this line in the Gemara, that midaiti doesn't mean midaiti. Don't get confused. Midaiti means mishum shchina. The other examples, some of them happen to involve the shchina, but that's not the pshat. The pshat's not midaiti mishum shchina. The pshat here is that mishum shchina, he was allowed to be or had to be poresh, and no one else could follow a suit. So you can't learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. He's not a raya to anyone else afterwards. He's not a raya to the Hagdar Samitzvah. Okay, that's in terms of why Beis Hillel didn't say like Beis Shammai, and the Braisa continues. Why didn't Beis Shammai say like Beis Hillel? Beis Shammai, Leil Fimi Briyaso Shel Olam. Why didn't they learn from the Briyaso Olam like Beis Hillel did? So the Gemara answers, Ein Donin Efshar Mish'i Efshar. Rashi. When it comes, read inside, Rashi, Mish'i Efshar, Di lo ivra ichava, lo hava nekeva achrisi. So Beis Shammai say back very simply, when it came to Briyas Olam, there was only Adam. If there was only Adam, there was no possibility of a Briyas Olam that would be Kayim, of a Pruvu Mulus Aretz. It wasn't Shayach, it wasn't possible. There was no one for Adam to reproduce with. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to, Kiviyachol, create Chava along with him, so that there should be an Efsharis of a Kiyim Habriya. But that was E Efshar, B'lav Hachi. In every other case since then, some people have girls, some people have boys, and there's enough, this was written a long time ago, it wasn't the Shidduch crisis yet, but there's enough to go around. There's boys and girls, and someone will get married to someone else. It doesn't need to be that everyone has a boy and a girl. It's done in Efshar, ain't done in Efshar, Efshar, me Efshar. It was Efshar to have a world without creating Adam and Chava. Now it's Efshar. Have two boys, have two girls, and someone else will have two boys and two girls, and there will be Shidduchim. And the Gemara never answers this Taina, right? The Gemara doesn't come back to answer this Taina. Beis Hillel give their Taina on Beis Shammai's Maramakum. Beis Shammai give their Taina on Beis Hillel Maramakum. We don't have a response. Okay. It's a good Taina, L'chora. I mean, it was E'efshar B'lav Hachi B'ris Olam, but why should we learn from there to the rest of time? So if you look in the Perish Mishnayis on this Mishnah, the Rambam has what I think is an interesting Hosafa. Even if you're not masking to the diak, although I think it's interesting. It doesn't matter. I think the theme will still come out. Beis Hillel sovrim ki Moshe pirish min isha machmas mitzios hanavua etzlo tamid. Ve'ein lo mod mimenu l'shar adam. Right? Moshe midaite, meaning mishum shchina. That's why Beis Hillel don't learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, unlike Beis Shammai. Says the Rambam, ela ha-mitzvah, meaning how we paskin, like Beis Hillel, ela ha-mitzvah zachar unikeva. So in the Yadah Chazaka, the Rambam says Zachar Nekeva Shenemar Zachar Nekeva Biram, like our Mishnah. Here the Rambam says El HaMitzvah Zachar Nekeva Shebahem Yiskayim Hamin Kelomar B'Zachar Munekevos. So the Rambam here says it a little bit differently. He doesn't quote the pasuk of Zachar Nekeva Biram like our Mishnah, but rather he says the mitzvah is to have a Zachar Nekeva because Bahem Yiskayim Hamin. So, I mean, Manushah. Why didn't the Rambam quote the source of the Mishnah, which is a pasuk? And if he's gonna, and if he's not gonna quote the source in the Mishnah, which is the pasuk of Zachar Nekev Biram, so then aren't these just extra words? Shebahem Yiskayim Hamin, Zachar Nekeva, because the pasuk says so, or Zachar Nekeva. But Shebahem Yiskayim Hamin seems like extra couple of words over here. The Rambam did not have to put into the Perisha Mishnah. Beis Hillel had a drasha; they had a pasuk, and the Rambam thinks it's a drasha. I think because he has it in the Yad, which is usually indicative of the fact that it's a drasha, not a smachta. Yeah, additionally, the Rambam doesn't really make so much sense. I mean, unless there's an answer we don't know. But Beis Shammai already had a pushback to this. What the Rambam just said is basically, you need to have a zachar nekeva because we need kiyum hamin. What do you mean? If you have a zachar and I have a nekeva, we'll still have kiyum hamin. There's plenty of women, plenty of men in the world. Maybe, okay, initially when the world was created, you needed a man and a woman in order to have more people being created. But nowadays, like Beis Shammai pointed out, it's Efshar. Efshar be'Efshar. There's plenty of people in the world. He'll have a boy, I'll have a girl, and there'll be a Shidduchim. Furthermore, if you needed a furthermore, adraba, there's no kiyam hamin nowadays in having a boy and a girl. That is not a shidduch, right? Even if no matter how bad the shidduch crisis gets, that's not a shidduch. That's isur arayos. So the fact that a person has zachar unikeva is not bahem yiskayim hamin. It's not going to lead to a kiyam hamin. There's no marriage and therefore families being built from that zachar unikeva. So bichlal, what's the Rambam adding over here? Doesn't it get undone by Beis Shammai's taina? And you can answer Beis Shammai's taina. In Achnami, we have a drasha, but the Rambam didn't quote the drasha here. And it's not even true. It's not a kiyam hamin through a zachar unikeva that you have. So lechora, what the Rambam is intending over here is it's a biur on Beis Hillel. It's a pshat in Beis Hillel. Meaning Beis Hillel will have in the Mishnah a drasha, zachar unikeva bira'am. Therefore, I don't know, I guess I would have learned it. Therefore, chayav adam lehizdamos leboro, that you have a mitzvah of v'halachta b'derachav, so one of the ways you have to be holich b'derachav is you too have to have a son and a daughter. But the Rambam is saying that's not the pshat in Beis Hillel's drasha. The Rambam is saying that the drasha of zachar and nekeva is teaching us the yesod, the svaras hamitzvah, the hagdaras hamitzvah, meaning the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way that it was Briyas Zachar Nekeva, Adam Chava, Zachar Nekeva Bra'am, it helps us understand, it helps us realize that the Kavanas HaBriya is Kiyim Hamin. I mean, the Ribbono Shel Olam could have created a world where the Adam and Chava live forever, I don't know, or Adam live forever. But the fact that Zachar Nekeva Bra'am shows that the intent of creating Adam was to create a min that would be niskayim forever. That it was a pruvu umalu asolam, that there was an intent over here that the world be created in such a way that there be a kiyam hamin. And that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam had to create zachar nekeva bira'am. He created in such a way that there would be a kiyam hamin. So the way you have to read these Rambams, I guess, is the mitzvah is zachar unikeva bira'am. The mitzvah is zachar nekeva because the pasuk says that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam did. Shebahem yiskayim amin. The Ribbono Shel Olam did it. Shebahem yiskayim amin. And therefore we have to do it. Shebahem yiskayim amin. In order to be mekayim the min, you need a zachar nekeva b'ram. Maybe that's even the pshat in the Gemara because the Mishnah had the drasha of Beis Hillel, and I don't know why we left out Beis Shammai. The Mishnah had the drasha of Beis Hillel, zachar nekeva b'ram. And the Gemara says my time I the Beis Hillel. What do you mean my time I Beis Hillel? The Mishnah said the time of Beis Hillel. It was a drasha. So the pshat in the Mai Taimaihu is not a source. We already have a source. The pshat in the Mai Taimaihu is exactly what it says. Taimaihu, not minalan, not minayin. That what's the tam hadavar, meaning what's the svara that's being learnt over here? Where are we getting this from? Zachar nekeva b'ram, I understand, but why? That's b'riyas ha'shel olam that you're supposed to learn from. That's what the Rambam is defining for us here. That b'riyas ha'olam was adam and chava, kiyam hamin. That it was done in such a way that it was an efsharis of kiyam hamin. It's true. Still, the last question that we asked is true, that Lemaisa, this brother and sister, are not going to lead to a kiyam hamin. The brother and the sister are not going to get married. They're Yisur Arayos. They're not going to get married and have their children. But the pshat in the mitzvah is the mitzvah had to be objective and theoretical, and the only possibility of having kiyam hamin is if there are always zachar and nekeva in the world. Obviously, no one has control. I mean, no one had control over whether they have a zachar or a nekeva. You can't decide whether it was a zachar or nekeva, and therefore if the Torah would have said, have children, you couldn't decide to have all boys or all girls. And if the Torah would have said to have boys, you couldn't necessarily decide to have boys versus girls. So there always would have been, you're right, randomly, boys and girls, and therefore shidduchim would have happened. But the mitzvah is addressing the objective reality. The objective reality is that we need a mitzvah puravu that allows for kiyam hamin, which means I have to have a boy and a girl, you have to have a boy and a girl, everyone has to have both possibilities that everyone can get matched up. Of course, it's true that some people have an all-male or all-female, but ultimately, the Torah had to command it in such a way that theoretically and objectively, there was a possibility of kiyam hamin al yedei puravu. And if that's true, then maybe that's also the answer to Beis Shammai's hasaga, Beis Shammai's taina. Beis Shammai taina that it's aimed on an efshar mi'efshar. It was e'efshar b'shas b'riyas ha'olam to have kiyam hamin any other way, but now it's efsher. There's plenty of females and plenty of males, so it's efsher of efsher. But if what we're saying is right, that the kavana of the mitzvah of puravu is kiyam hamin, that's what the pasuk is telling us. That's what the Gemara is telling us. The pasuk is telling us. That's what the Rambam is defining for us. Hamitzvah zachar nekeva shebahem yiskayim hamin. So the only way that could possibly happen is if there's always male and female in the world. And the only way on an objective, theoretical, you know, ideal plane you could have that be guaranteed is if the Torah says Zachar Nekeva, that every person has to have a Zachar Nekeva to ensure that there's always Zachar Nekeva. Yes, in the end, you'll have Zachar and Al Nekeva, Al Nekeva, and you'll have Zachar. That is true. But in a theoretical plane of the mitzvah itself, objectively, the way to ensure on the level of mitzvahs that there's always Zachar Nekeva is to tell everyone to have a Zachar and a Nekeva. So it's Efshar mi Efshar. It's impossible to have Kima Min unless there's always Zachar and Nekeva in the world. The way to guarantee that, so to speak, theoretically, is through commanding Zachar Nekeva, much like the Ribbono Shalom Zachar Nekeva Bira'am was because of Bahem Yiskai Mamin. Yeah.
This Mahalach is Mefurash in the Mashav. He says, he asked Akasha, we pass from like Rabbi Akiva that ain't done in Yafshir and Mi'i Yafshir, so how could we pass from like Beis Hillel and also pass from like Rabbi Akiva? So he says, V'yishlam Adahacha, Filu Rabbi Akiva Ma'idah Danim, Din Mistab Rekeva, the Mitzvah Puravuhu Lekiyam Ha'olam, Tzarech Nekeva Bezacha, Kemo Tchilas Briyasa. And therefore, it has nothing to do with the problem of Efshar and Yafshir. Rabbi Akiva will just respond, here it is, you're able to be done. I generally would say ain't done in Efshar and Mi'i Yafshir, but this is, like you said, Efshar from Yafshir.
That's the pshat in the Marsha. The Marsha doesn't say,
he says, Puravu Lekiyam Ha'olam, therefore, Tzarech Nekeva Bezacha, Kemo Tchilas Briyasa. That is what is being learned out from.
Right.
It's not in Yafshar anymore.
Right, but I'm saying this is a pshat. This is okay. A pshat in the Marsha. This okay. Because right, meaning the Marsha still leaves open. It's not true that there's a kiyam olam ali that you're zachar and keva. Right. So you mean this is it? But the Marsha must be intending something along these lines.
Yeah.
The Marsha they put it in the back of it. How do they do that? It's in the back of the Gemara.
That's the way it's organized.
I think I know what you're talking about.
In terms of the question of why it says the Gemara asks why doesn't this Hillel learn from Moshe? Even though Mishnah already said learn from Zachar Nekeva, that could also be totally on the shaila of whether Beis Shammai is a chumrah. If two boys is a chumrah versus one and one,
yeah,
then the Gemara still, even if Beis Hillel has a limud, could still be asking Beis Hillel, why don't you do from Moshe instead and do a better level puravu like Beis Shammai is? As if you go with that mahalik that Beis Shammai is a chumrah.
Right. I think the Rishon talk about this, that the raya is from that Gemara, that it wasn't the chumrah. Beis Hillel and Akula Beis Shammai, right?
Yes, the Rashba talks about
right.
That.
But I hear, yeah.
Is what this, meaning Rashi here, the words we have in front of us, says Beis Shammai says Shnei Zacharim, but not Zacharim.
Yeah.
That's not a Rai necessarily either.
Right.
It could just be different tracks, but.
Yeah. But yeah. Okay. Somebody showed me there's a Minchas Chinuch on the Sugya. So the Minchas Chinuch has his famous Ma'aracha here to answer the Tuvi Evans Kasha that Rabbi Kiva Eger's Mitzayin. So the Gemara, maybe we'll come back to this too, I don't know, but the Gemara has this Din Rabbi Yochanan that if a person has Banim Begeyuso and then he's Nisgayer, Zok the Rambam Nisgayer Huvahim, so then he's still Yotze the Mitzvah of Puruvu. Right? So the Turei Evan is bothered because Bigayuso, he was Bishas Ptur. Like the Gemara Mashana. You can't be Mekayim a Mitzvah Bishas Ptur. So the Minchas Chinuch develops this Mahalach that Puruvu is not a Mitzvah that's a Maisa Mitzvah. It's a Mitzvah that's totally B'taitza. Meaning the Mitzvah is not to be molid banim, or to be ba'al ishto leholid banim, the mitzvah is holadas habanim. That when a person has two children, for Beis Hillel, male and female, so then they've been mekayim the mitzvah through that result. Fine, so that's the famous Minchas Chinuch. So he explains Rabbi Yochanan in that way. He explains, I believe he also says, I'm not remembering, but I think it's in there. That's also pshat in the fact that you're Mekayim with the Mamzer, right? Because the Shiloh there is not the question, the Mamzer himself. The Mamzer is a person, but the point is that it was done Ali de Avera. So why isn't it a case of Mitzvah Baal Baal Avera? Answer is no, the Mitzvah wasn't done Bishas the Avera. There's no linking up of the Mitzvah and the Avera, because the Maisa of Bia is not the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is the fact that he was Nolad well after he did the Avera. So there's no Mitzvah Baba Avera problem. Other Nafkamiyas as well. Okay, you saw the raid. Other people have a different pshat. Not that the chiyuv, not that the mitzvah, sorry, is mekuyam al yedei leida as opposed to the ma'aseh mitzvah, but rather your chayev kol zman, that you don't have the ptur of two children, like a very lamdish pshat. That your chayev kol zman, you don't have the ptur of having the two children, but the chiyuv is the ma'aseh mitzvah of biya. Okay. Based on this, so the Minchas Chinuch says there's another nafka mina. I feel like we mentioned this at the beginning of a Bali Bimto, but not directly, but we mentioned this concept at least. So just I'm reading for you, it's from the very end of the Minchas Chinuch. V'yadua, machlogas harishonim mitzvos tzrichos kavana. So this is a machlogas rishonim, machlogas tanayim, amorayim, rishonim, achronim, whether mitzvos tzrichos kavana or not. It says, look at the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kriyashma, Hilchos Pesach. Ulesvaras hatayisvus, sorry, so I left this out, but you know this, that the Minchas Chinuch says that he thinks his shtikl Torah is very good. He just thinks it's against the Tosfos in Bav Basra and Chagiga, Bav Basra Gimel and Chagiga early in the Masechta, that Tosfos assume very clearly that you can have a case of mitzv, of Esed Echelosa, say, within Gemar Bia. So Tosfos say, Ha-Ra'a, that's already before the Maisa Mitzvah. But once you do a Gemar Bia, that's the Maisa Mitzvah. So if you have a Gemar Bia, Bishas, and Isser, so you have a Mitzvah, Ha-Bal Be'Aveira, Esed Echelosa can kick in, Be'idna, because you're doing the Mitzvah at the same time that you're violating the Isser. So the Minchas Chinuch says, that's against me. I think he thinks Tosfos is wrong. But he says that's against me because clearly the Tosfos are assuming that b'sha'as gmar bia you have a ma'aseh mitzvah, not like I said that the mitzvah is only takes place b'totza'a at the end when the children are born. So here the Minchas Chinuch says l'svaras ha'taisvus that we just quoted the yotzei ha'esei b'gmar bia v'adei tzarech kavan latzeis, you have a ma'aseh mitzvah of bia. It takes place at gmar bia, not ha'ara, but that detail notwithstanding, so fine. So the time of gmar bia, when it's the time of the ma'isa mitzvah, so you have a concept of a ma'isa mitzvah, and therefore you need kavana, just like we hold mitzvos trichos kavana, okay, whatever, l'chatrila min ha'torah, on the ra'isa mitzvos, you need kavana, not getting into whether it's ma'akev or not right now, so you need kavana to be yotze. Said the Minchas Chinuch, however, we have a famous Rambam, the Rambam Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Vav, who holds that after mitzvos trichos kavana, he's saying like the Ran, that the Magen Mishnah quotes, Reb Chaim had a different pshat. But the way the Ran says in the Rambam, in Chametz Matzah, that if a person is sitting by the, whatever, he's sitting Pesach night, and he has matzah on his table, but he's not eating, and, someone comes in, a Parsiim comes in, and shoves the matzah down his throat. So is he yotzei the mitzvah? The answer is he's yotzei, says the Rambam. Why is he yotzei? Mitzvah tzrichos kavana. Harei, when it comes to Hilchos Shofar, the Rambam says that when you have a takeya and a shemeya, you need a kavanas hamashmiya and a shemeya in order to be yotzei. Mitzvah tzrichos kavana. So the Ran says the rule is mitzvah tzrichos kavana. Elamai, when it comes to certain mitzvahs, that there's a gevalik hana'a that comes along with the mitzvah, so that hana'a morphs it into a case of having kavana. So you have the kavana that you needed. The Ran is basing it on the Gemara in Krisa and Daf Yud Tes, where I think it's Shmuel has the einful that misasik bechlam la'arayos is chayev shekein nene. That even though generally speaking misasik is not chayev, but when it comes to chlam la'arayos, where a person is getting hana'a from the action, so now his action is attributed back to him. Usually when you're misasik, the action is so absent-minded that it's like as if someone. It's like kfau shade, like, you know, it wasn't really you who did it, but now that you're getting a hana from it, it attaches the action back to you, and therefore you're chayev by chlav marayo. So the Ran says the flip is true also in terms of mitzvos, that when you do a maisa mitzvah with hana, so you're going to be yotzei the mitzvah, even though you didn't have kavana, you're not considered a misasik. It's mavur already in Rashi and Rosh Hashanah, and chavches, whatever, I forget now where the Gemara is, chavches, is that right? The three evidence. Chavches, Rashi says, Shekein Nehne, which Rashi seems to imply in the same halach as the Ran from the Magen Mishnah quoting as well. Okay. So either way, so the Minchas Chinuch here says that you have a machlokas rishonim, whether in all cases you mitzvah strichas kavana or not. So here, it should be telling the same thing. Taisus will say mitzvah strichas kavana, unless you hold like the Rambam, that since it's a case of bia, which is also Shekein Nehne, like mechladim, the arayos, so to bia on the side of mitzvos, so maybe mitzvah strichas kavana, but you don't really technically need kavana here because you have the hana of the bia, and that's enough to fill in the hana for you. To fill in the kavana for you. So the Bnei Yisachar has the same ha'ara. This, in the Derech Pikudecha, the Sefer HaMitzvos, this is Rav Shechter quotes in Guinness Egos on the when he talks about the Bach of Laman, Laman Yedu, Dorosechim Kiba Sukos Shabdi as Bnei Yisrael, Ziyam Ser, Losiyosam Eretz Shayim, or Betziyam Eretz Shayim, whatever. So when he talks about the Bach by there and Laman Tizkru by Tzitzis and Tfilin, so he quotes, he talks about the Bach, that idea. But anyways, in that paragraph there, so he has a line where he applies exactly this point to our mitzvah, like the Minchas Chilchan implied, it would be true, the B'nai Yisrael says it also, mitzvah sheyesh ben hana l'guf, yatzeh b'di eved gam b'zilos kavana, u'mizeh yetzeh lanu tov tam l'mash amru b'gmar yivam l'samach beiz, hayu lo banim b'geyuso v'achakach nizgayer, kiyim mitzvah peri avirivya. Aye, what do you mean? When he was a guy, never mind the Shas Patur. When he was a guy, he couldn't have had a kavana. So how was he Yosei his mitzvah? If mitzvah srichos kavana? No. So shekevan shenehen Yosei, but the evav lo kavana vein lachas doma lo yada b'shas asiyeshi mitzvah. There's other issues here that he wasn't chayiv. But in terms of the kavana, I guess each person focuses on the thing that's important to them. So the Bnei Sasva was very worried about the kavanas. So he was, what do you mean? What about the kavana? Answer: yeah, but he even a guy knows how to shekevan nehen. So he doesn't need a kavana for the mitzvah of Huruvu. Okay, that's what the Minchas Chinuch says. Maybe it's a machlokas over here. But the Minchas Chinuch goes on and says that lefi his mahalef, the whole thing doesn't get off the ground. Lefi mashin kosav nil'el, does that have Iraq hechsher mitzvah? So yes, a mitzvah, okniyas esrog, ain't sarach kavana. When you go to Rabbi Byron to get your esrog, you don't have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah of dalaminim. You go with a kavana to, I don't know, to see his diploma, or whatever your kavana is, to hack with whatever, you know, person on the other side happens to be there. Your kavana isn't to be yotzei mitzvah. You're buying an esrog. It's a hechsher mitzvah, just a preparation for the mitzvah. So the Minchas says that's true about every maisa bia. Maisa bia is just a hechsher mitzvah of puruvu. You don't need kavana during the hechsher mitzvah for the mitzvah. So he says, and he says, v'yesh lomer the mitzvah sirichas kavana who rak bekum ve'esei. It's mikuyam, kimokan. There's no. It's hard even to pinpoint when would the kavana be. He suggests maybe the kavana would have been in the hospital during the birth. Why are you even in the room? He doesn't even sure where you're pinning him, but maybe you should have kavana when it's born. The answer is you might probably don't even need kavana when a mitzvah is mikuyam emela through a tatzah, through a result. So you don't need kavana. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says here. So lefi is mahalach, the whole thing doesn't really get off the ground. So the Achronim all point to a Rambam. The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvos Esrei Reshit Beis, is the mitzvah of Puruvu. So the Rambam writes very enigmatically, v'hamitzvah Reshit Beis hi, shetzivanu lifros vilirbos ulechavein lekayim hamin. V'zos hi mitzvahs peri avirivya v'hu amari yisale Puruvu, etc. So the Rambam here says beferish that the mitzvah is lefros ulerbos ulechavin lekayim hamin, that a person has to have kavana for this mitzvah. So just even within the Minchas Chinuch framework, the whole thing doesn't make sense. The Rambam paskins Rabbi Yochanan, which is the Minchas Chinuch's like main, you know, proof text to his yesod that it's a mitzvah totzah, not a mitzvah maisa. And the beginning of the Rambam is also mashmas, is an important diag. The beginning of the Rambam is kama banim yu liish v'tiskayim mitzvah zo biyado zachar nekeva. Not that if you happen to have kids, you're pater from the mitzvah. No, the kiyum hamitzvah comes from having a zachar nekeva. So the Rambam seems to have this, you know, totzah oriented mitzvah of puruvu also. So you can't say the Rambam's taking totzah and babasra side. So there are those who said a different pshat based on other achronim who have a more middle approach. We mentioned the Minchas Chinuch on one side. We mentioned the other achronim who say, no, the mitzvah is the maisa. But the Rabbi Chanan, Kovitz Aros, and Simon Samach Tess, that famous long piece. So the approach there is sort of in the middle. He quotes the Minchas Chinuch. He says the Minchas Chinuch's, kasha and tosis is good. So he says that really the pshat is that it's not so extreme. It's not black and white. There's a gray area also. V'nir lomer, the after kiyom ha-mitzvah, hu rak b'lei das habanim, it's true. You're only mekayim mitzvah puruvu once you have children. But mikol makom maisa mitzvah, mashem muta adam lasos hi abiyah. Meaning, there's, Rav Shechter likes this a lot also when he talks about shofar and in Eretz HaTzvi, that there's oftentimes two chalakim to any given mitzvah. There's a maisa mitzvah that you have to perform in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, and there's the kiyum mitzvah, which is when you're mekayim the mitzvah. But they could be two separate points and exist independently on the timeline. So Rabbi Chanan says, and when it comes to esed chalosa, say it's not. You don't have to have the kima mitzvah in order to have the essay. It's not the kiyam essay is dochad los essay. It's the maisa essay that's dochad los essay, and therefore you could have ba'idna even well before the kima mitzvah actually takes place. That's how he answers up in terms of the Tosfos. And if that's true, okay, so maybe the Minchas Chinuch's chakira here doesn't play out for the Rambam. Some of the Achronim says, I saw the Mitzvah Samelech suggests this in the Rambam, that even though the Rambam agrees with the Minchas Chinuch, that the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Puruvu doesn't happen until Holadus Habanim, until the Totsa, the result of having the children, okay, but the Maisa Mitzvah took place B'Shas Bia, and therefore it's possible to be Mekayim both things, that you could have the Maisa Mitzvah and therefore need a Tzorech for Kavana, because Mitzvah is Tzrichus Kavana, and you know that the Kiyum Mitzvah doesn't take place till later on. But that's nice and fancy, and it's pedagogically good because now we've spoken about the Minchas Chinuch, the other extreme, you know, Rabbi Shpain, all those, and the Rabbi Chanan. So we've spoken about all the different approaches in Puruvu magically, but it's not shot in the Rambam. I mean, first of all, just again, it's against Reb Chaim, but what the Ran said in the Rambam is that when it comes to mitzvos that are shekeinen, like chlavim and arayos, achila and bia, you don't need kavanah. So even if you said that the Rambam has a ma'aseh mitzvah, never mind the kiyum mitzvah, he has a ma'aseh mitzvah, and there's a ma'aseh mitzvah of bia by Puruvu, but you still don't need kavanah because there's still the shekeinen esvar in the Rambam according to the Magen Mishnah quoting the Ran. So the technically, in terms of the mitzvah chinuch minei uvei, that's not going to be the pshat in the Rambam. And second of all, the whole thing is not muvan. What do you mean? The Rambam, out of all 630 mitzvahs, the Rambam chose to say that mitzvah shrichas kavanah by Puruvu. He never talks about the fact that you need kavanah. Either it's assumed or it's not assumed, but he never talks about it throughout the mitzvah. So dafka here by mitzvah Puruvu, he decides to say mitzvah shrichas kavanah lechavin lekayim amin. And thirdly, you don't need this because this second point was so obvious. But thirdly, it's not what the Rambam says. Mitzvah shrichas kavanah doesn't mean, like the Rav, you know, has his lengthy piece about it's a short piece, but it's within that lengthier section of his point in Isha Halacha, where he spells this out, that kavana, mitzvah sirchus kavana, doesn't mean kavanas. Kavana, mitzvah sirchus kavana, means hareini, you know, mechavein l'kayim mitzvahs bori, through shaking lulav. It doesn't mean that I'm being mechavein to, whatever, to wave off all the different ruchos ra'os with my lulav. It means you're mechavein to be mechayim the mitzvah. So the Rambam, when he says that the lechavein lekayim es hamin, or whatever the term was, lechavein lekayim, lechavein lekiyum hamin, lechavein lekayim hamin, so that doesn't sound like the Rambam's talking about mitzvah shichas kavanah. It sounds like he's talking about something else. So that answer in the Acharonim, I don't know, doesn't seem like it's the pshat in the Rambam. So probably for those reasons, there are other answers that are offered. The Derech Pikudacha, again, in the Mitzvah Puruvu, so he suggests something pretty fancy, related to what we said before. He says, you know, he says, I mentioned in my first Hakdama to the Sefer that there's this concept of that we know from the Bach, that when it comes to mitzvos, generally speaking, mitzvos strichas kavana, which means that you have to be mechavin, that you want to be yotze in the mitzvah when you do them. The Bnei Sasra takes that very seriously and thinks that if a person doesn't do the mitzvah akev, you'll do the mitzvah again, whether or not you make a bracha he deals with, right? So he takes it seriously. And he says, but there's a higher level. Sometimes there are mitzvos, sukkah, tzitzis, tefillin, like the Bach, where the pasuk actually tells you the tam ha-mitzvah, leman tizkru, or leman yedu ki ledor sechem ki v'sukkos sejavtis Bnei Yisrael. No. Right, exactly. So there's a Laman, there's a Tam Mitzvah that's written into the Pasuk over there. So in those instances, you need not only Kavana to be Yotzei the Mitzvah, but also Kavana to the Tam Mitzvah. That's what the Bach really adds. That's not just that you have to have Kavana by the Mitzvah, you have to have Kavana for the Tam Mitzvah, for the Laman that the Torah is spelling out within the Mitzvah. So the B'nai Sasser says, what's the reason for that, by the way? So the B'nai Sasser writes in the Hagdama that the reason for this is very simple, is very compelling. He says the reason that you have to have kavana for the tam hamitzvah in these instances is because in so many other cases in the Torah does not tell you the tam hamitzvah. All of a sudden, punct here, the Torah tells you the tam hamitzvah. It must be it's telling you that you need to think about this when you do the mitzvah, that the tam hamitzvah is crucial to the kiyum hamitzvah. Others didn't say that way. I think that the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why, when he quotes this Bach, he says, the Bach doesn't say this, but Mishnah Berurah says it for him, that when the Torah says lima'an, lima'an means for the sake of, meaning you need to do the mitzvah for the sake of the following reason. You need to have, the Torah is literally explicating that you need to have kavana for this tam when you're doing the mitzvah. That's the difference between a tam a mitzvah and like the whole goal of the mitzvah. Tam mitzvah means a reason of the mitzvah. Okay, that you don't have to be mechavi to. When the Torah says this mitzvah is lema'an, it's for the sake of, that means it's the tachlis. It's the goal. It's the matar of the mitzvah. It's that you need to have in mind when you're doing it. So he assumes the former way. But so he says that's a klal that I spelled out for you in the Havdama. He says, v'zen nirli kavanas haram b'sefer mitzvos mitzvahs esei reshid beis lechavein lekayim hamin. So why do the Harisha Kasav Lachavin Lakim Hamin the Ain Daivik Avon Lakai Mrs. Boro Bilvad Bizul Satam? What do you mean? Usually just Harinim Mechuvan Le I'm being Mechavin to Mekayim Mitzvah. No, because the Rambam is telling you that the Pasuk says Pru Uvu Umilu Es Aretz. The Pasuk tells you that the reason for the mitzvah Puruvu, first of all, he thinks the Lashon of Puruvu itself already tells you this, but even if not, the mitzvah Puruvu is Lemalo Sa'aretz. The mitzvah Puruvu is Lekiyam Amin. That's the whole point of the mitzvah Puruvu, and the Torah is explicating that. Now, if we say like the Mishnah Berurah, this doesn't get off the ground, because there's no Lema'an over here, it doesn't tell you that. But according to the B'nai Sastar, the Tam Adar didn't need to be there. The Torah inserted it, it seems almost extra. And if it's there, it's because it's telling you that this ta'am, this reason, is the tachlis ha-mitzvah. It's the goal of the mitzvah. And therefore, a person has to have that kavana when they're being yotzei the mitzvah. So the Rambam is telling us that the mitzvah of Puruvu is lifros ulirbos ulechavin lekayim amin. Not lechavin latzeis mitzvos, like mitzvah srichas kavana. Why would the Rambam tell you that here, of all places? No, lechavin lekayim amin. You have to mechavin to the ta'am, to the tachlis ha-mitzvah of kiyim amin, which is written into the psukim. That's what the B'nai Saskler suggests. Also a difficult shot in the Rambam. First of all, it doesn't feel like that, the Rambam saying that. Second of all, what we said before, the B'nai Sassar has to be right that it's about the time being explicit, not because of Lema'an, like the Mishnah Berurah said for us. Third of all, related to the first one, is I don't know, what's the Hechrus that the Rambam even holds like this Bach? The Bach is a Chiddush. Who says the Rambam holds like the Bach? And lastly, although I don't know if we'll spend time on this right now, but Rav Tversky once was Ma'orer that he thinks the Rambam doesn't hold like the Bach. It could be the Rambam comes out Lamais like the Bach, that it's good to have Kavana by mitzvahs, especially these mitzvahs. But the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs in the Shrashim and Shor Shir Aleph, so he tells us that sometimes you have mitzvahs that have different chalakim, different segments and parts of the mitzvah. And you have to be careful to figure out if it's multiple mitzvahs or one mitzvah. So the determining factor, one of the determining factors the Rambam quotes, is that when you have a mitzvah that has many parts, but one unifying theme, that unifying theme turns it into one mitzvah. For example, the Rambam says that sometimes you have things that are not ma'akev zeh, and they're still one mitzvah. What is an example? Let's say tchelas v'lavan are not ma'akev each other, and yet they're one mitzvah. Kia kavana bitzitzis is leman tizkru, as the Rambam says, that the pasuk of leman tizkru tells you that there's one kavana, there's one unifying theme of the mitzvah of tzitzis, and imkein klal hadavar hamechayev lezichron mitzvah achas yimaneh. This whole mitzvah is one mitzvah, even though there's multiple parts. So sometimes you'll have multiple parts that are unified by a theme. The Rambam says the example of that is leman tizkru by tzitzis. Now, it's not against the Bach, but it does undo the Bach, meaning the point of the words leman tizkru in the pasuk are not to tell you that you have to have that kavana. The point of leman tizkru in the pasuk are to tell you that that's what makes it into one mitzvah. There's one unifying theme over here. In Echanami, it doesn't address sukkah and tefillin, where it's not either by sukkah there's not many chalakim, by tefillin there are two mitzvahs. So it doesn't address that, but the point is that the words leman tizkru don't mean that for the Rambam. They mean something else entirely. So meichitase the Rambam has anything to do with this Bach. And again, it doesn't feel right that this pshat in the Rambam in the first place. So still tzarech bir, then the Rambam's lashon of v'lechavein l'kayim es hamin. Again, we had the suggestion of the Achronim that maybe it's mitzvah srichas kavana. We said that's funny here, we choose of all places, and it doesn't sound like it in the Rambam. We had the B'nai Sachsar's suggestion that it means more like the Bach. We said that doesn't sound like the pshat in the Rambam, and the Rambam probably doesn't hold like the Bach. So then Taka, what was the Rambam adding when he said v'lechavein l'kayim hamin? So I don't know, so it's funny, I'm about to say like an oxymoron. Lule de mistafina, I would say a very simple pshat. I don't know why I'm so mistafina if it's simple, but you'll listen and you'll think which way, if it's mistafina or pashtus. So I would have said bipshitas like this. The emes is, if you look in the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos, there's another girsa that the Frankel Rambam quotes. There's another nusach, and the nusach goes like this. V'hish hetzivanu lifros ulirbos l'chavein l'kayim hamin. So again, we read until now, v'hishet zivanu lifros ulirbos v'lechavein l'kayim hamin. But there is another nusach, v'hishet zivanu lifros ulirbos l'chavein, without above, l'kayim hamin. So what does the sentence mean according to that girsa? Let's start with that. It's not our girsa, but what does the sentence mean according to that? V'hishet zivanu, we have a command, lifros ulirbos, to reproduce, l'chavein l'kayim hamin. So I think it's obvious that l'chavein here does not mean kavana. meaning mitzvah sirchus kavana, certainly not the bach of kavana. So what does it mean? It means lifros ulirbos limataras kiyam hanin, meaning a person should engage in pru urvu in order to, with the aim of, with the goal of, l'chavin l'kayim hamin. Meaning through his period of Arivya, he should be mechavin u'masader, he should arrange and create the possibility of kiyam hamin. In fact, if you look at the tziyunim on the bottom of the, in the Frankel edition of the Sefer Mitzvos, so they quote that the Arabic word, kuf tzadi dalid, is potentially translated the way they do, l'chavin, or it could be translated as matarasa. Meaning l'chavin, sometimes kavana means intention, sometimes kavana means goal, or the aim of something. In English also you have overlap there. I aim to do something, and the aim of what I'm trying to do are could be thought, and could be, you know, it could even be a physical place, correct? So kavana here means something along the lines of matara, l'chavin l'kayim hamin. I don't know, you have the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Zayin about Bilam HaRasha, that he was, Osa Rasha was Yodei L'chavein Osa Sha'a, that whatever it was, Shekadosh Baruch Hu was angry at the Jewish people, Kel Zoim B'chol Yom. L'chavein Shaos doesn't mean to think in your mind about the hours. It means to arrange, to aim, to determine, or to meet that hour exactly at its point, at its time. So, okay, but that L'chor, that doesn't work for our Gersa, because our Gersa says, Lifros Ulerbos V'lechavein L'kayim Amin. And to have kavana to be mekayim demin l'chora. Unless that is what it means as well. And when the Rambam is saying that, you know, lifros libros vil l'chavin l'kayim amin, he's not adding l'chavin l'kayim amin, he's qualifying lifros vil libros vil l'chavin l'kayim amin. What it means to say is that lifros vil libros vil l'chavin l'kayim amin is that you have to be puruvu, you have to do peruvu, and ulechavein, meaning al yedeze be mesader kiyam hamin, through puruvu al yedeze yiskayim hamin, like the Rambam says in Perish Mishnayos, right? That al yedei puruvu, it's yiskayim hamin. So lechavein, the Perish is not lechavein machshavto. It's your maisim should be mechavein and mesader and meafsher the kiyam hamin. That's what the Rambam is saying over here. Vilechavein kiyam hamin. That I think is a simple pshat in the Rambam, and I think it's lechora possibly correct. That's not, chavin here doesn't mean kavanas machshava, it means to arrange for, to determine, to create the possibility of l'kayim hamin. The next part is not crucial, and nothing stands on it. I would have, ideally, if I was presenting, I would have presented it first, but since it's not critical, I'm leaving it for last, but it's just a ha'ara. I think it's interesting to note, and again, I don't know if this addresses it, but it's interesting to note that the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs here, when he says the mitzvah puruvu, he leaves out a very critical detail of the mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't say that you have to have two children, male and female. The Rambam doesn't include details of the halacha in the minyan mitzvahs, that's true. He only defines what's absolutely necessary for the hagdaras ha-mitzvah. Okay, having a boy and a girl seemingly is absolutely critical and crucial, fundamental to understanding the hagdaras ha-mitzvah. So how did the Rambam leave that out? So I don't have a full answer to that question, but maybe our shot in the Rambam here is a little bit of a pesach to the answer. The Rambam tells you that the goal and the mitzvah itself, the hagdar of the mitzvah, is lifros ulirbos likavanas kiyam amin. Meaning you have to be pruvu, you have to be reproducing to the degree that there's going to be a kiyam amin. Now, why he didn't say beferish, behedi over here, that means zachar nekeva, I don't know, because that's a detail already that, you know, in terms of defining what that is. But kiyam hamin, we know from the Rambam in Perish Mishnayos, we know from the Rambam in the Yad, kiyam hamin means zachar nekeva. Kiyam hamin means that as long as people are having zachar nekeva, there will be a kiyam hamin. So says the Rambam, the mitzvah is lifros velirbos, ulechavin through that peruvu, that there should be a kiyam hamin. What does that mean? You'll see the details, but obviously it means that there be a male and female, so that there be a continuation, a continuity of the people in the world. So the Rambam didn't say it behedja, I still didn't help with that, but at least he was in Merami's over here to the shear of Zachar Nekeva, because again, the shear of Zachar Nekeva was never just a detail. It was never just a shear, it was never just an amount, it was never a comma, but rather it was the definition of Puruvu Umuluas Arts. It was the definition of Kiyam Hamin, Shalideze Yiskayim Hamin. So maybe it is Merumas in those words of the Rambam as well. Okay, I don't know, Tzarechin, we'll stop here.